Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with Leading Edge Medicine. And what was that, Dr. Umat? You noticed that today is a special day. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm just checking if today is World Menopause Day.
World Menopause.
Yes, October 18th.
The whole world goes into menopause.
No, we celebrated.
Okay. So, yes, yesterday. So, it's World Menopause Weekend. Okay, so we don't all go into menopause the same day. It's just celebrated. And oh boy, can you imagine?
Yes.
All right.
Well, 4 billion menopausal women.
Woo. Yes. All imagine that.
Wow.
Okay. But you know, let's talk about women's health for a moment.
Okay.
Let's women go through changes in their lifetime so many times, right? At puberty. Oh. Then at childbirth, then during perimenopause, and then at menopause. And at all of those stages, there is such a shift in their hormonal balance. Yet every time we are not sympathetic towards those changes, and people go, oh, she's just menopausal, or she's just hormonal. I hate that.
Rawr. Yes.
And even the medical community doesn't understand that some of the symptoms that she's going through are because of the changes that are taking place in her physiology.
Yes.
And if we understand those physiological changes, we are better positioned not only to help these women that are our patients and our, you know, contemporaries, our friends, our mothers, our supporters, our sisters, but we also help the community at large.
Yes, we do.
You know, things like depression, urinary tract infections, hot flashes, so many sleep disturbances, bone loss, osteopenia, osteoporosis, weight gain, all of these things that are related to these cyclical changes because they are part of normal physiology sometimes go so poorly recognized. And one of them I'm actually reading about a lot right now is the menopause brain. What happens to blood flow in the brain because of hormonal influx, which affects not only cognitive ability, but verbal fluency and memory. And it's all related to physiology. And if we understood that and we managed our patients by replacing what is deficient in them, not only would that single patient be better, but the whole environment that she supports would also benefit from it.
Read her husband.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. No, it's absolutely true. And, you know, people think of the so-called sex hormones as related to reproduction.
Yeah.
But they aren't. They are, we call them the sex hormones because in our adolescence, they are preparing our bodies to make babies, ergo sex hormones. But once those changes have been made, they become primarily brain hormones, mood hormones, thought hormones. The testosterone, the dehydroepiandrosterone, the pregnenolone, the progesterone, the estradiol, the thyroid, the cortisol, all of these have a dramatic impact on brain function. Mm. You know, as a woman's testosterone and dehydroepiandrosterone are declining, depression, fatigue, anxiety become significant issues because testosterone and dehydroepiandrosterone, the anabolic hormones, the so-called male hormones, provide protection against anxiety.
Yeah.
We tolerate stress better. That's why men are the better soldiers as a group, because they tolerate stress and fear and anxiety better than most women do. As women age, they lose those things. You're right. The estradiol is critical for your verbal ability and skills.
Yeah.
You know, testosterone, again, is good for spatial orientation. Where are you in the world? You know, so you don't have to ask for directions as often.
Well, yeah.
Perhaps every older man should, because we've lost our testosterone.
What a myth.
Yeah. Libido. Mm-hmm. You know, by age 50, 70% of the women in the planet have lost interest in sex.
Yeah.
50% of the men have lost capacity because they have an erectile disorder. They still have the interest, but they've lost the capacity, but 7 out of 10 women don't give a damn.
Yeah.
And again, there are physiologic reasons for that.
Yeah.
And those can be addressed. Now, we don't have all the answers. Sorry, gentlemen, we can't fix all your wives. All right. But let me give you an example, a study I came across just last week.
Okay.
It was a study in giving testosterone to women who had no libido. Okay. And they did an evaluation of their desire and how often they were having satisfying sex. Not putting up with it, not saying, okay, you can. It was a satisfying experience for her. Mm-hmm. And at the baseline, it was once every other month.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So they had a satisfying interlude with their husband once every other month at the max. And when they got on the testosterone, it increased to once every other week.
Mm.
Now, every other week may not be most men's fantasy, but it beats the hell out of every other month.
Sure.
you know, I mean, it's a fourfold increase.
Yeah.
A 400% increase in desire for when the woman is having a good experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not talking, yes, it's the guys that bitch and complain about it, but we're talking about when do the women have a satisfying experience? Well, you go from every other month to every other week, things get better.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we had the rest of the answer. I mean, you take them all back to when they were 17, it'd be a whole different issue. But then, of course, neither men nor women would have time to do anything else. So, but yes, the changes, the normal changes of aging are normal. They're not necessarily desirable.
Yeah.
And there are things we can do about them, and we can do about blood flow to the brain.
That's right.
Depression, anxiety, stress tolerance.
Yeah.
Yes. Problem-solving ability, self-confidence, executive function. All of these things can be improved with hormone manipulation.
That's right. And, you know, when I see my patients and couples especially that are well into their 80s, and they talk to me about, you know, maintaining not just the dignity and ability to stay independently and live in their own home, but enjoying cognitive function, being able to do whatever they wish to do, travel alone or together, and then be able to enjoy intercourse together in their mid-80s. Those are very important things for people.
Yes, they
are. And when you are able to help them in that journey, and yes, they may have one or two issues, like, you know, everybody does, but they're able to come out of those medical issues and then be stronger despite those issues because they were stronger going into it.
Yes.
That means that they had a good outcome. It's not to say that we're never going to have any medical problem because they're longevity patients. That's not it.
No.
But that their ability to deal with whatever comes their way is much better, and they're in a better position to have a good outcome from that episode. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
And then, well into your 80s and 90s, not many people can say that they can live alone, live independently, drive their car, go on vacation, have good memory, manage their banking, don't need help from their children, and enjoy good sexual partnership with their partners.
Yep.
And to me, those are just such important things in life. And I see that day in, day out. And that's what I love about my practice, mm-hmm. that my patients can continue to come back and give me feedback about these positive things. They may seem simple, yet there aren't that many 80-year-olds out there in society that can do that.
Well, let's face it. The average age of death for men in America is 76, and the average age of death for women is 81.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you've got a couple where he and she are both up kicking and enjoying each other in their mid-80s, they've beat the odds already.
They have, yes. I have some 90-year-old patients, and I know they warm my heart. It is a joy to see them. No cane, no walker, no assistive device, yes, glasses, yes, hearing aid. But my goodness, they have beat the odds. They come in for their appointments. They call me, and they talk to me, and they do their lab reviews, and they're planning trips, and they're planning vacations, and they're spending time with family and loved and near and dear ones.
Yes.
Those are important things.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
That's what part of what longevity is all about.
Yeah.
You know, remember we said stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and
happier.
And the happier is the end product of all that we're shooting for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We want people to be happy with their lives.
Right. Yeah.
So. Yep. So get in here, right? Get into one of our longevity clinics.
That's right.
We have three of them. We have one in Kirkland. We have one in Linwood and in Tacoma as well. And we invite you to come in, meet our staff, see what we can do for you and your health so that you can be, what was that, Dr. Mixon?
Stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier.
Happier, especially happier.
Yeah.
Come in, schedule your free health analysis appointment. Get in, find a day that works best for you and a time that works best for you. Come to Linwood, Kirkland, or Tacoma and see what we can do for you. And what was that, Dr. Umat, you were going to add something to that.
You know, I was just going to say, I'm sorry I went into this rant about that menopause issue, but to me, it's such a normal thing and such a transition in normal physiology. And if we recognize it as a normal phase and not as a disease that needs to be treated, we would all be so much better off. And that's why this spun me into this thing.
Uh-huh.
What?
Right. You know? There you go. All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break here in just a moment, but let me give you that phone number to call. So important to call. Make that appointment to come in for your health analysis. Let's find out where you are, no matter what your age. We had somebody earlier call on the show saying, what age is too young? We have patients that are in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, in their 30s.
Yes.
Yes, it's not too old, not too young to get in and to feel better months and years down the road. But you got to start. You got to take that first step. Here is the number to call to make your appointment for your free health analysis. It is 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Or online, find out more about us. You can see some of our videos, hear some of the podcasts, and of course, we have every radio show there for you as well. So if you'd like to rehear something, you can. Our website is lmclinic.com. All right, and you can schedule your health analysis there too. We're taking a quick break, and we're back with Charlie and Yvonne with their questions in just a moment.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind.
And we're back with more Leading Edge Medicine and your calls. Still time to get into the call queue this morning. 206-421-5757 and have your questions answered by Dr. Jerry Mixon and also Dr. Samira Umat. We are going to head now to Buckley. We have Charlie on the line. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you for taking my call and good morning to everyone.
Good morning, sir.
I have a question, a couple of questions, whether or not you're coming out with your new vitamin or pill, like not Relief Factor, but the other one that's if
Think
you ever
factor.
Get.
Oh, Think Factor,
Think
yes.
Factor. Yes.
Have you already got it out?
No, I wish. I am so frustrated by this. I wanted to have it out in April of this year, and I'm still waiting.
Sure.
Now we finally got approval on the bottles. The regulatory people are happy, but the manufacturer that we've got over in Utah, who's putting this together, is saying that they're having difficulty with the lutein oxidizing too fast.
Really?
It's got acetylcholine, lutein, and zeaxanthin. And the zeaxanthin and the citicoline are stable. For some reason, the lutein that they're trying to use is oxidizing and changing color, and we don't want that. So we're having a quality problem with the lutein. Until I make sure that the quality is perfect, it doesn't get manufactured. So
sure.
I'm being stymied by one more thing. I've got all the government stuff. I've got all the labels. I got everything ready. I'm now being frustrated by lutein.
How about putting it in a separate bottle?
Well, we could. The problem is that the lutein would have to be in an oxy. Apparently, they're telling me we either have to microencapsulate it or put it into an oxygen barrier sort of container. And that if we do that second one, then our limit is in shelf life. Mm. You know, I don't want to order in 500,000 bottles and then have to throw away 300,000 of them because it oxidized too soon. So microencapsulation is what I'm looking at right now, or I'm looking at different suppliers for lutein. And then at that point, the factory in Salt Lake City can, well, actually it's just south of Salt Lake City, but the factory in Utah will gear up to start churning out these pills at 100,000 an hour or whatever it is they make, and we'll get them on the market.
I want it
really bad. So.
Sure. So the question is actually calling about, is it possible to keep a person's brain from shrinking?
Yes.
Really?
Sometimes. It depends on why their brain is shrinking. You know?
Well, my wife had a MRI on her brain, she's 84, mm-hmm. and it shows shrinkage, and it also shows cloudiness. And the neurologist says, well, yeah, your brain is shrinking a bit, and you have these areas of cloudiness. Now, I'm not sure if preventative shrinking and preventing cloudiness or clearing it up, the cloudiness, if there's anything that will help to do that.
All right. Dale Bredesen, mm-hmm. a doctor down in California who wrote his book on dementia.
Yeah.
He used a simile, an example that I really like. Dr. Bredesen was saying that we should think of dementia, our brain, our skull, as a tin roof with lots and lots of little holes on it, and it's raining. And the rain is dripping through the roof, and it's dripping through the roof in dozens of different places. Some holes are big, some holes are little, etc. And you put all that together, no one of those holes is the cause of the dementia. No one of those leaks is the problem. But we got a lot of different things going on that accelerate the shrinking and the damage to our brain and our loss of cognitive abilities. And so there's no one thing we can do that fixes them all. They have a lot of different causes, and we have to address as many of them as we can. We have to put multiple patches on that roof.
Yep.
Right.
And so one of the things that we don't have in old age is brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is primarily made from working muscle. The more muscle you've got, the more vigorously, the more frequently that muscle works, the more brain-derived neurotrophic factors you produce, and those actually help you to grow and repair new brain tissue.
Sure,
how fabulous. Sure. How many old folks, how many muscular, fit, lean old folks do you know that are pumping out 50 push-ups and running down the street like the wind?
Exactly. I heard that aerobics, you know, like for my wife, doing some aerobics would help. Because she's got two new hips and She got AFib. She got COPD. She doesn't go out and jump around all the time.
No, she
doesn't.
And the other thing is that without the testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, and growth hormone, we can't make much muscle. So one of the reasons old folks don't have the muscle isn't that they wouldn't love to get out and do stuff. They don't have the tools that allows their bodies to make those things. Guess what? That's what we supply at Longevity, okay? We move those hormones back where they used to be when you were younger. Another thing is...
At
84, yes. We've treated people in their 90s and over 100. Now, I can't do as much for a 100-year-old as I can do for a 40-year-old.
Exactly.
We can make an 80, 90-year-old better than they are now.
You know, that's cool.
Yeah, we work within the limits of what's practical or what's possible for each individual.
Yes.
You know, I have people who call in and say, I want to do what Dr. Mixon's doing, you know, and when they go in to see Samara and tell her that, you know, she says, yeah, but you got to realize he's had a 25-year-old hormone balance for 28 years. You know?
Yes.
We don't reproduce that in 6 months or 1 year.
Yep.
And that's what my wife tells me every time I say, well, why can't other people do this? If I can do it, they can do it. And she says, honey, quit comparing yourself to normal people. She said, you're not a normal human being. You are a hormonally enhanced creature.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, you've lived past your usefulness in a sense at 77, you know.
Yes, I am. I mean, no more babies from a biological standpoint. I'm washed up. You know, I had my last one at 65. But my wife tells me that there will be no more babies. Not with her and certainly not with anybody else.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the senescent cells, I believe you said something about getting rid of senescent cells.
Yes.
Effect. Now, does it cost a lot of money to get rid of those?
No, it doesn't. You have to have doctors that know what the heck they're doing. You know, this is not something you do with a cookbook or on the internet. But the medications are not terribly expensive.
Okay.
You know, a nine-day therapy, which lowers your senescent cell load about 70%, the medications cost about $200, $250. Now, you'd have to retreat it periodically because you kill off a bunch of them and now you start making new ones again because you're old, you know. But yes, we have a lot of patients on senescent cell therapy, and the first therapy is the most expensive, and then after that you're doing shorter courses that use less medicine, and so they cost less. I just came across a paper a few weeks ago, a group out of Cincinnati that's doing a study on Alzheimer's disease and treating early dementia with senescent cell therapy. They're using a lower dose for a longer period. You know, they do 12 days of therapy over 24 weeks. We do 9 days of therapy over 3 weeks. So they're doing a lower dose but a longer period to try to clean out the senescent cells in these elderly people's brains with some success. Mm. At any rate, the music is playing, my friend.
There you go.
It tells us we got to move on.
Thank you, Charlie, for the call.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Taking another quick break, and we will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Here is that number to get into the call queue, 206-421-5757. We can get a few more people in there. Yvonne, Catherine, you stay right there. Your questions are next right here on Leading Edge Medicine. To Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette here with Dr. Samara Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon, and taking your calls at 1206 421-5757. And we are going to head to Olympia right now. We have Yvonne on the line. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello, Yvonne.
Hi. Hi, how are you guys this morning?
You know,
wonderful.
Sweetie, if the powers that be find out how good we're doing, they're going to tax it. So let's, you know, let's keep our taxes down and don't let the scoundrels know, okay?
Well, this is so special this morning. I've been wanting to find out that new medicine that you're making and for the memory.
Uh-huh.
And the guy you had on was asking all those same questions.
Yes. And why it's taking so long. And it's just frustrating the hell out. I designed this thing early last year, and it's taking me this long to get it to market.
I know. I'm so excited about it because I'm one of those persons that the little brain ain't working very good on memory stuff.
Yeah.
A few other things, of course.
Well, and I'm 77, and, you know, I want it too, darn it. And, you know, the fascinating thing is this compound, this product has two different compounds in it. Okay. One of them works pretty fast, starts to work within a few weeks, and peaks its value within a month or two. So it gets some cognition improved. It speeds your brain up and makes it more accurate. And and that one was even tried in medical students in their 20s and found that even medical students that are smarter than the average guy, when they took that first component, their brains got faster and more accurate when they tested them before and afterwards. So even young, really smart college students can improve with the first component. The second component, the lutein-zeaxanthin combination, has been tried on people from their 40s all the way into their late 80s in nursing home patients, and it improves their cognition and their memory and their executive function. So what I've done is I put two things together. The one starts working soon, within weeks or a month, and the second one kicks in after about 6 months.
Okay.
Wow.
And so really, if this is working for you, you know, you should start it and never stop. So, well, 2 weeks after you die, you can stop that. But
you have to tell me how we can make that possible.
IV drip. I'll sell a special casket with an IV drip that goes right in.
Oh boy.
What about that pill, Prevagen.
Prevagen. Well, Prevagen only has one clinical study that shows that it improves one aspect of cognition. When we're measuring human cognition, we've got at least a dozen different things we're looking at. And the protein that they found in the jellyfish that makes you smart as a jellyfish, who the hell wants to be smart as a jellyfish? It only improves verbal learning. That's all. The only study they've got that shows it does anything is it improves verbal learning. So... Yeah, and that's better than nothing, I guess. But I'm looking for stuff that improves executive function, verbal learning, short-term memory processing, complex processing. You know, I want to hit a wide gamut because most people do more with their brain than verbal learning.
Yeah.
And so Prevagen doesn't impress me. And in fact, it was reading... Yeah. I saw the commercials for Prevagen. That's actually what triggered for me to look for something better.
Oh, really?
Is I looked at their commercials and they said, you know, and this protein that was first found in a jellyfish. And I sat there and I thought, who the hell wants to be smart as a jellyfish? Jellyfish don't even have a brain. You know, they have a distributed nervous system. So why am I taking something from my brain from an animal that has no brain?
Yeah. Oh, brother.
So I delved into the medical literature, said there's got to be something better than this. And that's how I came up with this formulation. It was actually a commercial for the Prevagen that caught my attention.
Oh, God. So,
I listen to those commercials and I have to shrug and ask myself, what are they saying? I mean, the power of marketing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
people believe it.
But the power of marketing is powerful. You know, 20 some years ago, I had a marketing guy named Pete Talbot. And Pete came into my office when I was losing money hand over fist. I was probably about to go broke. And and he said, Dr. Mixon, why isn't this place filled? You do wonderful things. And I said, I don't know. I'm doing everything I can think of to attract patients, and they're just not coming. And Pete asked me what I was doing. And he said, okay, Jerry, you're going to have to put some money into marketing. And I said, but marketing?
Yeah.
What does that do? He said, listen to me, son. He's 6 months older than I am, so son. He said, every 16-year-old girl in America can make a better hamburger than McDonald's. And every 16-year-old in America goes to McDonald's and spends money for their inferior hamburgers. It's not the burger, it's the marketing.
Wow. That's
so I had to develop a fine appreciation for the talents of people who do good marketing.
Yeah.
And Prevagen does good marketing. Their product sucks, but they do good marketing.
Well, they have good testimonials.
Well, they want to try it. Well, hey, what is the name of your pill or medicine when it does come out?
We're going to call it Think Factor.
I can't wait.
Think Factor.
It's being made by the Relief Factor Company, so I'm going to call this one Think Factor.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I keep telling my husband, Ted, I just need a new head because the eyes, the ears, you can't hear, you can't see, you can't, all of that stuff.
Well, you know, they do have some people down in Nevada that if you die, they cut off your head and freeze it in cryotherapy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry, stop.
Oh, my.
Stop.
Oh, look at the phone lines lighting up.
And they, stop.
The theory is that someday they'll have the technology to resuscitate your brain, and they can thaw you out and put you on a robot or something, and you know.
Yes, and
there are actually people who pay big money to be decapitated and frozen in liquid nitrogen.
I don't want to know about this.
Wow. Yvonne sounds adorable, and I don't think that's, I'm sure you just are adorable, Yvonne.
Well, thing that gets me is, A, why would anybody want to resuscitate the average person? If you're Michelangelo, maybe we'd want you back, you know. Albert Einstein, okay, perhaps, although there's smart
crazy
people being
hair,
born today.
But, yeah.
But really and truly, you think that at some point in the future, somebody is going to want to say, why don't I spend $16 million to see if I can get Joe Doak's head back working?
Mm.
No, I'm not going to.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Not going to.
Okay. Oh, Yvonne, thank you for the call.
Mind-boggling.
Yes. Dr. Mixon, I wonder if your marketing for Think Factor should be Think Factor, smarter than a jellyfish, right?
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, we'll take one last break.
Give her my ideas,
and we'll be
Lynette.
Back with Catherine in just a moment on Leading Edge Medicine. Stay
smarter
right there.
Smarter than a jellyfish. Seriously, Lynette. Did you really...
Today. Her name is Catherine, and she is calling from Tillicum. Hi there, Catherine. Welcome.
I love the name of that, Tillicum.
I know. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hello. So I'm 61 years old, and I have a question about mammograms.
Okay.
I have had, you know, my normal amount of mammograms. I don't remember when I first started, but I feel uncomfortable getting mammograms every year or every other year because of the radiation to my breasts. Mm-hmm. And it just, my brain just tells me that I don't like the idea of doing that, and I'd like your opinion on that.
It's a trade-off. It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
You are in an age group in which your risk of breast cancer is continuing to rise. You know, the risk of breast cancer peaks when you're in your 70s, and then it stays mm-hmm. up that high for the rest of your life. So it's at its lowest when you have the highest hormone levels in your teens and 20s, and it climbs as your hormones decline, the breast cancer risk rises. And as at your age, you are near peak risk. So most, you know, the standard answer would be get early diagnosis, which is what the mammograms are for. They don't prevent breast cancer. They help us find it early. As a longevity doctor, my answer would be get on testosterone because that will reduce your risk of breast cancer by about 80 to 85%.
And that's what, when you were talking about it earlier, I was listening to that, and that's what piqued my interest.
Go ahead. Well, no, I was going to say, and that's why my wife is on testosterone, and so is, you know, a fair number of women. Almost every mm-hmm. woman in longevity in our clinic is on a testosterone supplementation to limit their risk of breast cancer.
Okay. I do an estradiol patch. It's one of the lowest doses. I can't remember. It's a 2.5. I think it's a 0.25 or 0.025. Uh-huh. I can't remember. I do that. I've done that for about 8 or 9, 10 years. I also do the progesterone, I believe it is, for your uterus. I do mm-hmm. not do any testosterone, but mm-hmm. I have thought about that.
Now, let me ask you about the progesterone. Yeah. Is it real progesterone, or is it a progestogen, such as medroxyprogesterone?
I believe it's in the bottle, and it's 100 milligrams, and it's like a kind of a caplet type thing.
Okay, so it's probably micronized progesterone. That's good. That's
yes,
the safest
form.
Is. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And
micronized progesterone does not raise your risk of breast cancer. That's good. And the patches probably even lower your risk a bit. That's good.
Yes.
But what you're missing is
the testosterone.
Yeah. You're missing the anabolic hormone side.
Okay. I'm just out of curiosity. When a woman takes some testosterone, depending on what's prescribed, can that make male facial hair grow on their face?
It depends on the dose and the relation and the ratio between estrogens and testosterone. Most women that get female levels of testosterone don't get facial hair. If your levels are higher than is normal for a woman, then you start risking, you know, virilization. You got to remember, a healthy 20-year-old girl has a testosterone load of about 70 nanograms per deciliter. A 20-year-old man has a testosterone of 1,200 nanograms per deciliter.
Okay.
So if we raise you up to, you know, from your current 3 or 4 to 10 or 12, you're still well below where you were at 20. And if you weren't getting hair at 20, you shouldn't get it now.
Okay, good point, right? Okay, so I probably need to come in and get tested and kind of work out my hormones a bit. I'm not unhappy with where my hormones are right now, but mm-hmm. that mammogram piece, you know, right? I had been getting one every year, and then they said, well, no, you can get them every 2 years. So I put it every 2 years, but it still makes me nervous. It's like, well, you know, if you do mammograms for 20 or 30 years,
yes,
I feel like that could be a lot of radiation.
Well, it's cumulative.
Yeah, and you're right to be concerned. Yes.
So, you know, if your desire mm-hmm. is to decrease the number of mammograms, the frequency of mammograms, then I want you mm-hmm. to, at the same time, decrease your risk of breast cancer.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need to come in for and get my hormones evaluated and then probably get bumped up a bit on testosterone.
Yeah, come on in and let's take a look and see where you are. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Well, thank you very much, because this is kind of batted around in my head for a couple years about, you know, the mammograms. Mm-hmm. And but I think this is a good way to resolve that, is get my hormones checked, maybe add a little testosterone, and then talk about it after I do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, that makes
sense.
Let's
lower your risk first, then we'll worry about maybe testing you less frequently.
And a little bit more testosterone could lower my risk for
it can lower your risk significantly, yeah.
Okay. Oh, significantly. Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. I will do that, and I will make an appointment. I appreciate it. I listen every weekend when I'm driving, and I appreciate your help.
You're perfectly welcome.
Oh, thank you, Catherine.
Bye-bye.
All
right. Thank you very much. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, doctors, just a few minutes left of our show, and this is October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So maybe a few tips of preventatives for our listeners today that may be, you know, going, hey, I haven't had a mammogram in 5, 7, 10 years.
Let's talk about things that could decrease your risk of getting breast cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Above and beyond the testosterone, which I think we've hit pretty hard today, so everybody should have heard that message.
Yep. So what are some other things we can do?
Get lean.
Okay.
Every pound of body fat increases your risk of breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer for men. I mean, you name the cancer. Fat causes cancer. So you want to get as lean as you can. The other thing is you want to be physically active. People who exercise 150 minutes a week.
Yeah.
Now, that's only about 3.5 hours a week. Okay. Is it even
no,
that?
It's
no, it's
not,
2.5 hours.
It's 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
2.5 hours a week of vigorous,
which
moderate
is just
to vigorous 30 exercise.
30 minutes 5 times a week.
Yeah. That cuts your risk of getting breast cancer by about 30%.
Yeah.
And if you do get a breast cancer, it increases your chances of survival by 60%. So getting off your butt and moving, build some muscle, do some exercise on a regular basis, with or without the weight loss, will cut your risk of getting breast cancer by about 30% and improve your chances of living through a breast cancer by 60%. Those are important numbers.
Yep.
Okay. What else is there? Oh, stay away from alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol, smoking, use supplements like DIM, eat cruciferous vegetables, avoid charred foods and meats. So there's lots of things you can do in prevention, but we can kind of guide you when we know where your risks are predominantly.
That's right.
So if you eat barbecue and charred meat every single day, well, that's not a good thing for you.
You know, I had a doctor friend who said, he loved barbecue. He just grilled his steaks over and over and over again, and he loved them charred on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to him about it, many times. I told him, you've got to stop doing this. He said, "Nah, I'll eat all the meat I want. I just go ahead and take my statins."
Okay.
Yeah, he died of prostate cancer.
Oh boy.
So.
Yep.
You know, it was the cancer that got him from the grilled, the charred meats.
Yeah.
Mm. So it wasn't his cholesterol.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, diet counts. It does.
Yeah. The polyphenols that you talk about, Jerry, the colored vegetables, they are all beneficial and they all reduce risk for cancer. So making sure you have a variety of foods in your diet is very important. What you take in.
Bright colors.
Yeah.
Bright colors.
Yeah.
Now, they don't just look good on your body.
Yeah.
You know, they look good on your plate.
Yeah.
Scarf them up.
Yeah.
They red, green, blue, purple, orange, yellows, get them all, eat them all.
Yeah, the hard thing is putting it all together, making it.
Yes, I know. My wife is in pumpkins and squashes right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting pumpkin pancakes and pumpkin this and pumpkin. Getting pumpkin in my mocha, for God's sake.
There we go. Pumpkin spice latte. Oh, Dr. Mixon.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Love the girl desperately, but when she gets into her cooking, she goes for some real interesting fads from time.
Pumpkin soup.
Everything is I'm getting pumpkin soup and pumpkin stews and pumpkin chicken and pumpkin this. And, I'm getting tired of pumpkin.
All right. We may just need your wife on the show to do a cooking segment on cruciferous veggies right. there.
Different ways to use squash.
A seasonal squash. Yes, yes, because that would be a seasonal squash. So very good. All right. 1 minute left of our show today. Thank you, doctors. So many topics that we have talked about today. And we will all be back in the studio next week. We will be live on the air and soon, right, Dr. Mixon? We will
Absolutely.
Be on our YouTube channel.
We are hoping.
Yes. We keep recording and
we're recording, and I was told this week that they're cutting up into smaller pieces to put it online. So
okay.
Hopefully it'll start going up there soon.
So Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat will be cut up in smaller pieces. Well, I guess that's perfect for Halloween,
and
which
display.
Is coming up.
They'll display us.
And display. Okay. That's right up there with the cryogenic decapitation of the head. You know, it is that time of year. So
Halloween is perfect subject.
Oh, boy. And okay, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. This is Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics with three locations, Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. And we invite you to become a patient like so many have so that you can become healthier. As you're aging, we are all aging. You want to do it the best way you can and be happier as you're doing that. Give us a call at 1-866-86-YOUNG to schedule that appointment, or go online and find out more about us at lmclinic.com. Have a great rest of your weekend. Stay warm and dry.